Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like. My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo, it's about a thing.
Called you again. Remember when he told you he was about the Benjamins? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the men, more concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they defend, popping yang,
like you got yang,
let's not pretend, the one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement, still the name of this basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support's late, money taking heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Girl.
Hey, we got some very intelligent women in here, man.
Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something. I don't know.
Bad.
Well, you tell me.
What's the
difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you in love with somebody, you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do.
You If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
So you might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before. Yeah, true. Or they've never been in love before. Or they don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah, she poetic.
She killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and that is music from the most awarded female rapper of all time, the incomparable Miss Lauryn Hill and her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. The song was called Doo Wop That Thing. I'm sure it needs no introduction. It's been played everywhere all over the world for years and years and years now. And the album definitely incorporates hip-hop, some soul R&B, some reggae, love, confusion, all of those things, and personal turmoil. Beautiful album, and it still stands the test of time. A song here by Kaylee Cardinal. She won the Juno Award for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year back in 2021. This is a song from the record that won her the Juno. She's from Alberta, and the song is called Song by the Super Moon. And here it is on the jukebox for your listening pleasure.
Takes me home.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Have I been blind? Have I been?
That's one of my favorite songs from the 90s. Natalie Merchant and Carnival came out in 1995 and was inspired by her first trip to New York City. It is a carnival if you've been to New York City, I can assure you of that. It's very unusual the way that people live there, but it's really inspiring at the same time. So there you go. There you have it. Natalie Merchant. A nice quote from her, actually. She talks about how overwhelming the media is and how they drill things into our heads. It's like mind control, and I couldn't agree more with her. And she just wants to put positive vibrations into the space that we are all thinking. And I agree with that too. That's simply the best thing that we can do as artists. And I'm trying to do that myself. I know a lot of my artist friends feel the same way. We've got music from Etta James, At Last, a song that encompasses pretty much everything. She says that she wanted to show the world that gospel, country, blues, rhythm and blues, jazz, rock and roll are really just one thing. And it's American music. I believe jazz is really one of the biggest and craziest, coolest inventions that ever came out of America and American culture. Etta James is one of them as well. So we'll listen to that coming up soon. We have a song from Beatrice Deer, and she's from Nunavut, Quebec, a song called Mother from her album that came out in 2021 called Shifting. Lacey Hill is on the show as well. She is from Six Nations of the Grand River Reservation. She is an inspirational speaker, one of the funniest people I've ever had the pleasure of speaking to and becoming friends with. And she just went number one on the IMC, the Indigenous Music Countdown. So congratulations, Lacey. We're going to play a song on the show called Little Sister. Here it is.
Let me hold your hand when you're down in the dumps. Little sister, let me braid your hair. I promise I won't leave any bumps. I'm your best friend, I'm on your side. I'm your best friend till the day I die. Little sister, listen to me. Sort of advice, little sister, listen to your guts, or we will pay the price. I'm your best friend, I'm on your side. I'm your best friend till the day I die.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. When a northern saw-whet owl spreads its wings, many birds can see something our human eyes can't. The owl's flight feathers glow. It's invisible to humans without the help of an ultraviolet black light, which reveals a bright magenta color. Producing this otherworldly light is a trait called photoluminescence. While some bird feathers simply reflect UV light, photoluminescence involves special pigments or structures in the feathers that absorb UV and then release light of their own, often in a different color. Some cases of luminous feathers have an apparent purpose. For example, parakeets called butterigars have glowing feathers on their crowns and cheeks that may help them stand out to mates. Over 50 species of parrots, as well as some toucans, have similar gleaming ornaments. But for other birds, such as owls, we still don't have a good idea for the reason behind the glow. The luminous owl wings do have a specific use for biologists, though. Scientists realized that they could estimate an owl's age based on the pattern of luminescent color on the wings, which changes predictably as birds grow and replace their feathers. It's a practical application of a beautiful mystery. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Ton ton kiki 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 ton ton kiki